BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
It's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. More people you've been heartbroken by, even though it was never actually a thing. You never even went out of them. It's all going off on Arsenal TV. It's a YouTube channel for the fans, and I'm slightly obsessed with it, I'm not going to lie.
It is. It's a funny one as well with Arsenal Fan TV, isn't it? Because we only do it after Arsenal have had heavy losses, because then they get extra ranty. So ultimately, if you're an Arsenal fan, you're probably not mad keen on this bit of the podcast. You can fast forward. But for the rest of us, enjoy the rants.
But even as an Arsenal fan, you must see that it is quite funny.
Yeah.
Also, Freya Ridings comes in with the first plate in the world of her new track. And we find out what garage Freya Ridings would sound like. Oh, in other exciting news, I get a personal tweet from Sean Paul, but Chris quickly wheezes on my bonfire.
Scott Mills.
Yesterday, huge reaction to the subject, when you have to get over someone you've never even dated. Like, it wasn't a thing, but you feel proper gutted.
It's true. I think so many people have been in this situation where they fancy someone at the gym, or maybe it was like an old school love. You had an old school love, didn't you?
Yeah.
Amazing this.
I know, Leah.
What was her name?
Leah. She went back to Fiji. I was gutted.
Yeah.
Obviously, nothing romantic happened between me and Leah. But yeah, I was proper, like, heartbroken, I would say.
Mm.
Happens a lot. Brett, what's your one?
So I used to live in Melbourne, Australia, and I used to go to a pet shop for pet food. And in the pet shop, one of the girls who worked there was really hot.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to go out my way to go to the pet shop.
Well, you were buying all the pet food when you didn't need it. You were stockpiling, weren't you?
Yeah, just to see it. And then what happened was we just got chatting, and then... one day, I went to the pet shop, and she disappeared.
I hate that. It's like, why have you just left?
Yeah, she'd not said anything. So that was it. Never really thought any more of it. But she had quite an unusual name that I really liked, that was Olympia.
Olympia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Hi, I'm Olympia.
So what's the theory? She just wasn't working there anymore?
Well, that was it. I had no idea. And then I was telling somebody, oh, I really like this girl's name, Olympia. I think it's unusual and hot. They're like, that's not really a real name. Does it even exist?
What?
So I googled it, and up came Olympia Valance, and that was the girl from the pet shop.
Olympia Valance?
Yeah, as in Holly Valance's sister.
No.
Oh, wow.
Holly Valance's sister was working in the pet shop.
Yeah, this was obviously before, because I found out now she's quite famous and living in Beverly Hills or something.
Are you sure it's definitely her that was in the pet shop?
100%. And the same unusual name of Olympia.
So it was definitely her, right.
That's quite an escalation. So one day she wasn't there, 'cause Hollywood.
Must have been, but obviously I had absolute zero chance.
She's just done Dancing with the Stars in America.
This is what I mean, but she worked at a pet shop.
Yeah, okay, everyone needs a side hustle.
Yep.
And this is what we were saying yesterday, did it take you ages to get over it?
Still not over it, still check her out on Instagram.
All right, gotta go, thanks very much.
All right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio
1! Do you know who loves us a lot?
Who?
Freya Ridings, that's who loves us. So much so that she has given us the world-exclusive first play of her new track. Freya is with us at 3 on Radio 1. I bet it's a banger. It's probably slow.
It could still be a banger if slow, though, right?
Many people now discovering Olympia Valance. That's in a lot of people's search engine right now, seeing her for the very first time. And it seems that many of you would buy a pet from Olympia.
Scott Mills.
That's Falls in Degrees on Radio 1. I'm so looking forward to another Stark Guide to Britain. And we're only 15 minutes away from it. That's on at 1:40. Chris takes one town or city and gives you a comprehensive guide to it. Maybe if you're off on holiday there soon, or off for a weekend, or maybe you live there and you've slightly fallen out of love with the place. If you'd like a guide, let us know.
Yeah, I'm really excited for today's one. I'm just in the mood for doing it.
In last week's guide to Blackpool, Chris got very sidetracked by the wax museum Louis Tussauds.
And if you're not bothered about meeting living celebrities, why not head to Two Swords, Blackpool, where you can find a stuffed Kim Marsh, a waxier Ken Barlow, and an arguably more lifelike Craig Revel Horwood.
That was Blackpool last week. So, one of our listeners has been on and they want to know all about the fine city of Norwich. Are you good to go?
I'm ready for it, actually, yeah.
Okay, Norwich, Start Guide to Britain, 140 on Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Hello, Megan.
Hiya.
So, where do you want to know about?
Well, I study in Brighton at the moment, but I'm from Norwich, so I'd love a guide on Norwich, please.
See, this is happening more and more. It used to be people that are visiting places for the first time, but now people want to fall back in love with the place where they grew up.
Yeah, so I'm from Norwich, and everyone in Brighton seems to take the mick out of Norwich for being all fields and farmers. Oh. So I need to show them that it's not that at all.
Oh, right. This is great then. So you're using the guide. It's actually slightly different then, Scott. She's using the guide to try and persuade her friends that Norwich is a nice place. She loves Norwich. She hasn't necessarily
fallen out. I need you to sell it.
Yeah, okay. So what, you're getting a bit of heat, are you, for being from Norwich?
Yeah, from my accent, and I say sin instead of seen. That's a big one.
Sin. What else are they saying to have a go at Norwich?
What a weird one is that it's full of charity shops, which I don't think is necessarily a bad thing.
Everywhere's full of charity shops now.
I know. Have they been to Brighton?
Right, exactly.
Are they having a go at the people of Norwich or anything? What are they saying?
Well, I tried to tell them, I don't know if you've heard about the Puppet Man from Norwich. He's a very famous figure. Yeah, I get a lot of stick for him. Yeah.
What does he do again?
So he busks on the street and he has a little speaker and he does little puppet routines. That sounds a bit weird. Little puppet dances and he has a little sing song. He loves his life.
Okay.
As does everyone else in Norwich, you know?
Well, so. I know that Chris has so much more than this to give you, okay?
I'm very excited.
Yeah, after this, you can turn around to uni mates and go, oi, shut up.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Norwich is great.
Yeah, shut up, Dan.
Yeah, just shut up, Dan. Who do you think you are?
You.
Just because we've got a British Heart Foundation.
Just because you're from London, Dan.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Dan, from London, with your posh, fancy ways.
Yeah, snooty, made in Chelsea looks.
Yeah. And, and your £5 latte, get lost. Okay, right, we've got a guide for you next.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1, Jax Jones, and Megan, here's your guide to Norwich.
Woo!
Norwich, a church for every week of the year and a pub for every day. Home of Delia, mustard and canaries. But its history has not always been chirpy. It got a bit of a hammering from the Danes. Boadicea led an uprising against the Romans there, and in 1381 the peasants revolted.
Peasant.
William the Conqueror built a castle and the cathedral there in the 11th century, which stands firm to this day and is regarded as one of the most notable pieces of Norman's architecture in the UK.
Who's Norman?
I don't know a Norman.
I meant Norman. Yeah, not Norman. It's not a person. It's
okay.
It's a Norman
architecture.
I lifted this bit from Wikipedia, to be honest.
What's the Norman times? I really should have paid attention to history.
Someone will text in. Fast forward 600 years and Norwich was a booming textile centre. And with the arrival of the Industrial Revolution, more cloth than ever was being made and touched. Now, I must warn you, the Norfolk dialect... Now, I must warn you that the Norfolk dialect is very distinct. Unless you've been brought up there, a strong Norfolk accent peppered with words that aren't widely used in other areas of the United Kingdom can be difficult to understand. Let me teach you a few terms. Scott, press play on first Norfolk saying one.
I rarely need a bear.
That means I'm thirsty. Do you want another?
Is that right, Megan?
I don't know. It sounds like my granddad, but I haven't got a clue. Like, I don't know what he's saying.
Here's another.
See if Megan knows what this translates as. She probably does, cos local.
Hey, you got a licence?
A licence?
That means the quality of your driving suggests that you might not possess a driving licence. The guide continues. Now, you may not think this, but Norwich has often actually been ahead of the times. Did you know it was the first place to have postcodes? It has the oldest open-air market in the UK and the UK's first local newspaper. And thank goodness it did. Recent headlines for the local paper include... Sunburnt pig called Delia wanders loose on Prince of Wales Road. Another headline... Theft off Norfolk's pebbles is treason. And my favourite, it wasn't me. Les Dennis denies being responsible for Norwich graffiti.
Why would it be Les Dennis?
Yellow is very much the colour of Norwich. The football club, the Canaries, play in yellow. Coleman's mustard was invented in the capital of Norfolk, and yellow is the colour that adorns the pavements of Prince of Wales Road after one too many on a Saturday night. And speaking of a Saturday night, oh, what a night! Amongst others, Norwich has Four Spoons, Gonzo's Tea Room,
he's not wrong.
Pop World, Loft NR1 Gay Bar. It did have a Lola Lowe's, I should know. I DJ'd there one night. However, it closed down the next day.
True.
Yeah, that was your fault, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I should also warn you, if you
single-handedly closed the club down.
But
that's how good the gig was.
It doesn't tell the full story, but I haven't got time. I should also warn you, if you end up in Sugar and Spice, it is not an Indian takeaway. And what more can you expect from a place that gave birth to legendary songwriter Kathy Dennis? To think, if it wasn't for Norwich, might we never reach for the stars?
Someone from Norwich wrote that.
Oh, what a bop.
Mike, Katy Perry never told us how she once kissed a girl and liked it.
Who wrote that?
Kathy Dennis,
wow.
Apparently.
Wow, wow.
Might S Club Juniors not be one step closer to heaven? Its musical legacy doesn't stop there either. Let's Eat Grandma, Serious Drinking and Bear Suit all come from Norwich. But they aren't the only famouses you might see in the town. Famous tall man Greg James from BBC Radio 1 and Staying In With Greg and Russell fame went to uni there.
I forgot about that.
Famous small man Vice Admiral Lord Horatio Nelson also lived there.
He was really small.
Even Mr. Sucky Sucky himself, James Dyson, is from around the area. Yes, that's right, the man that invented those vacuum cleaners. So, Dan and uni friends of Megan, Norwich is ready for you. And in the words of its most famous son...
Where are you? Where are you? Lesby Avenue! Come on!
I should have said daughter there. Awesome. Apologies to Delia. But you get the idea. Norwich really is the place to be.
Megan.
Yes?
Right, listen. Dan. Fancy Dan from that London.
Fancy Dan.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
He's going to listen to that now and he's going to be like, right, I want to go for a weekend.
Oh, he better. He'll have nowhere to stay. He's not invited to mine.
I gave that everything, Megan. I don't think we could really do much more to help Norwich. If that doesn't work, I don't know what will.
Honestly, you did your best.
Thank you for asking for the Chris Stark Guide to Norwich. Love you, bye.
Thanks, love you, bye. Scott Mills.
Yeah, you forgot Alan Partridge, but apart from that, very, very positive feedback from the Guide to Norwich. Would you like one next? Maybe you're going away to somewhere new. Maybe you've fallen out of the place, out of the love of the place you live at the moment, and you want some new inspo. Scott.Mills@bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills.
Lewis Capaldi cannot believe that the Jonas Brothers covered Someone You Loved in the Live Lounge earlier.
I take it it's all going on Instagram then.
Of course it is. Yep. On his Insta story, he just can't get his head around it. His mum rang him and she was like, "Did you know the Jonas Brothers cover your song?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm going to buy a house." Great that they know about the song as well, right?
Yeah, it's huge.
Jonas Brothers Live Lounge coming up.
Scott Mills.
Incoming from Freya Riding's Insta story.
We're in the car on the way to Radio 1. I absolutely can't wait to see you, Scott. We're going to premiere a brand new song and I can't wait to share it with you guys. Oh.
Okay, the shade of it.
Ooh.
Notice the shade.
What shade?
We're in the car on the way to Radio 1. I absolutely can't wait to see you, Scott. We're going to premiere a brand new song, and I can't wait to share it with you guys.
Oh, do you mean lack of me?
Right, yeah.
I get used to it.
My mention. Scott Mills. Lucy says, okay, the Jonas Brothers covering Lewis Capaldi is literally everything I didn't even know I needed, and now I want to hear it again and again and again. I'm pleased that they're aware of that song, Someone You Loved. It is starting to do things in America now as well.
Do you really think that will make it like... Is that a kind of crossover thing that can happen?
I think so, yeah. Because, like, international group, right? You can hear that on Grimmy later. We're going to play Sucker now from the Live Lounge. Scott Mills. The old class.
Really is.
They're good, aren't they?
You were saying, whilst that was playing, whistling. Big risk, innit?
Live whistling, it did go a bit wrong at one point, only for a slight second. Very risky business, that, live whistling on a track. Who was the whistler, though? Was that Kevin?
I'm not sure, but you've got to be very confident, haven't you, with that?
I always wonder what Kev did. It was the Whistler.
Ah.
That was Sucker from Jonas Brothers on BBC Radio 1.
Look, I know you're into it, but Arsenal Fan TV from last night, I know this will annoy Arsenal fans, but there's also, we've had so many messages from people saying, what's the update on that? Chelsea beat Arsenal last night. Do we dare?
I mean, if you think it's worth it.
There's a bit from DT.
Oh, DT, I love. We've not played these for ages, but brand new material from DT over on Arsenal Fan TV.
If it was not for Granit Xhaka telling them, those players were about to walk off the pitch without coming over and thanking us for turning up today.
Yeah, that's true.
How dare you? Have you seen the trip that some of us have had to make to get over here? And you have the audacity to try and walk off the pitch and make out like, I'm hurting. Imagine how we feel.
Oh, he's on good form.
Oh.
Oh, sorry, Arsenal fans. Do the fans not like it either?
The fan, I don't know whether the fans like Arsenal Fan TV or not.
Let us know on 8 double. Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to rub any salt in, but some of the characters on there are quite something. What about Troops? Troops has got something to say.
These man left the hotel at 9:15. The game's at 11 o'clock. I was drinking Hennessy at 7 o'clock and seeing the Chelsea bus go past my hotel. We came out here on Sunday, prepared. Prepared, yeah? Prepared to fail, fam. Prepared to fail.
Yeah, more happy. Planes. More banners. That was the one from before.
What was that one?
That was from Arsenal Fan TV before. It was like...
you better get ready.
Yeah, it was when the whole Wenger out thing was happening. Look, it's only because Arsenal Fan TV is a very popular YouTube thing, isn't it? And it does give us some amusement.
I mean, I've never actually seen it. Is DT on every week?
Yeah, yeah. He's a big fan of the show as well, so we should say hello to DT
as
well. Is he? Yeah, but he loves to get angry every week on this thing, so it's fair that we play it.
Does he listen?
He listens, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he DM'd me.
Did he?
Yeah, he actually did.
I mean, that's as DMs go. Oh, yeah, a few of the Arsenal fans saying that they're not always a fan of it.
No.
Okay, after three, Freya Ridings is here bringing us her brand new track. It's a world exclusive, and it's me v Chris on Bangers in 10 minutes on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
I've got, from Big Weekend, Sean Paul.
We
were side of stage for that.
Yes, memories.
Oh, he was just everything. Everything.
He was everything and more. He was so good.
Everything. That's Ross Kemp. And then Freya Ridings is with us with her brand new track, about 3:10.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Flo is 21 and she's in Worthing. Hi.
Hi.
So you've got your summer ball at your uni this weekend, right?
On Saturday, yeah, back in Bath.
Oh, very good.
University of Bath. I've played there so many times.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not DJing though, are we?
I know, you're not. It's rather disappointing.
So who have you got?
I think we've got Abby, someone from Radio 1, Abby...
McCarthy.
Yeah, McCarthy, exactly.
Anyone else?
Yeah, we have her. No, we have no other big names, nothing. We have some band that's doing dubstep with orchestra, which sounds quite cool, but nothing else.
Oh, Abby's great, though. You'll love it.
Yeah, no, I like her.
So, is this your... If you're graduating, it's your last summer ball?
Yeah, I'm graduating this year, which is all rather stressful. It's my last one.
Oh, no.
I know, sad. But hopefully my boyfriend will be back next year, so hopefully he'll be able to go again.
Does it feel weird?
Yeah, really odd. I've only been there 3 years, but it's flown by so quickly. Mm. So,
what are you wearing?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't got a dress sorted yet, which is a bit worrying. I have several options, but I'd quite like a new dress.
Yeah.
Because my last one, but I haven't got that yet. So.
Is it one of these formal summer balls then?
Well, it's meant to be black tie, but it's sort of wear what you want. You can kind of get away with anything, so...
Yeah, someone's going to be using a code on Boohoo anytime soon, aren't they?
Yeah, this is very true.
Here's what I've got for you on Bangers! Oh, yes!
Oh, I like it.
Chemical Brothers, Hey Boy, Hey Girl.
Dirty. It is dirty. All right, Flo, you can have that, or you can have my banger choice, which is this.
Size of the moon.
This is Panic at the Disco, 9 in the afternoon.
Oh, I love them both.
Wow. Well, let me think here. I've got my mum and my sister in a car. See what they fancy. Unfortunately, I'm really sorry.
That's
the first one.
Yes, it's me.
Hey, girls. Hey, boys. Superstar DJs. Here we go. Hey, girls.
One. In a world where audio is downloadable, one man sets out to interview the stars.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my God. Mind-blowing.
One man is tasked to review the movies.
Now, doesn't that sound like a big bag of fun? How the heck did that happen?
Hollywood's biggest stars.
Oh, no. Thor dancing? That almost lost me the job.
I'm Spider-Man. Find out if this is real.
And Ali Plum.
Let's get ready to plumble.
Radio 1 Screen Time. Download it now from BBC Sounds.
I don't think anything will ever beat that.
Tune.
Amazing. Chemical Brothers, Hey Boy, Hey Girl, wins banger.
Scott Mills.
Hi there, Freya Ridings.
Hi there, Scott Mills.
Lovely to see you.
It's lovely to see you too.
Now, I need to hit play on your new track because this is a global exclusive. They don't happen very often to me, but when they do, I really enjoy them.
There was no one else that Thank I prefer to premiere this song.
One of my favourite things to do is to add an S onto the end of pop stars' names when there isn't one. You know this, Chris.
Mm.
Katy Perry's.
But if you add an S, it's Freya Ridings's.
Freya Ridings's.
Anyway, we're talking nonsense and we need to play the track. Here is Freya Ridings, first play in the world of Castles on Radio 1. Claudio says, Castles is different and so good. Freya's voice is majestic. Can't wait for the album. Quite a Florence vibe. I love it already, says Dan. Lucy thinks it's an absolute instant banger. Josh is also a fan. Jason says this is potentially his tune of the summer. How is that for you?
I'm so blown away by, I don't know, just even getting to be here at Radio 1. It always like, it's just, it's a real honour. So thank you so much for playing that.
I'm going to make that tune of the week next week.
No, really?
Real.
Oh, thank you so much, Scott.
And let's play it again.
Scott Mills.
Twice in a row for Castles by Freya Ridings.
Do you want it again?
I mean...
Here it is. Oh, no, that's fine. No, we need to chat as well. So, a lot's happened since we saw you last.
Yeah, it's just, it's such a whirlwind. It's honestly just out of this world.
Yeah. Great though, right?
I feel like you making Lost Without You, your track of the week, was the beginning of like this sort of new chapter. And it's just like every day is just like so much gratitude. Like, it's unbelievable. Aww.
Yeah, because we played it. And then Love Island, obviously... played it during a dramatic scene.
They
and
did the breakup. That didn't
harm the track, did it?
I'm such a huge fan of the show, and I feel like it's one of those things that I'm just so fascinated by relationships and those like human connections. And that was just.
Do you not worry that if you have your song played on a moment like that, it changes how people view the song because it suddenly becomes the soundtrack to a dumping, to one of those scenes where they're loving. You know what I mean?
A love scene.
I just think, because it's a song I wrote on my own in my front room, I just, you know, feeling really heartbroken, just for that amount of people to kind of take that song into their lives and like, you know, come out to shows and like sing it like in their thousands. It's just...
Are you aware of any of the characters from this year's show?
I have actually been getting those kind of Instagram updates of like, I'm kind of like, I'm prepared this year, like I'm going to go full in, like watch every episode
as it
comes out. I've decided, yeah.
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 We got Tommy.
I'm related to the best heavyweight in the world, Tyson Fury, and I know he's backing me all the way. I'd like to think I'm the full package from the waist down.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe your song will be in one of Tommy's scenes.
You can hope.
They're such characters. They're such like outgoing people. I'm fascinated to see.
But how
what
about
happens.
We play you a couple of them and then you decide where you would like your song?
Okay.
We've got Curtis. He's a dancer.
I can't wait to get into the villa and salsa into somebody's life and sweep them off their
this
feet.
This is AJ's brother, right?
Right.
I love AJ. I think he's such a legend. I really love him. We've been on like Blue Peter together and a few other things.
Why is he a legend?
We always bump into each other.
Yeah.
Always.
I mean, he is everywhere.
He glows like he's a beautiful human being.
The other day, he was outside Radio 1 and... he papped a picture of me and then sent it to me. And I was like, that's a bit weird. He's like, you going into work? I was like, yes. Why have you done that? Just say hi.
Weird. Just say hi.
Just say hi. Oh, we've got Amber.
I wouldn't message a boy on Instagram. I think that's beggy.
I mean, fair play, yeah. Amber's got it.
We've got Anna.
The first thing I'd notice about a guy is hygiene. I cannot stand bad hygiene. You have to smell good and you need to be well groomed.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a running theme, I feel.
Okay, we're going to come back with you in a minute. That's enough Love Island chat for now, though. We love castles. Oh, and by the way, if people want to see you perform, you're going to be playing at the BBC Summer Social in Liverpool on the 3rd and 4th of August. Loads of people on. John Newman, legend. Nina Nesbitt and Busted as well. Right, coming next, Freya, we're going to try something. We're going to do Lost Without You with a little donk on it.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1, that was Avicii and Aloe Black. This is Freya Ridings.
Hi, Scott.
Now, I know that you're aware of this. Some radio stations do like to put a little donk on some of the slower songs.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
I love it, honestly. Like,
do you?
Yeah, because when, I don't know, when you write these sad ballads, you never really think that they're going to be like, you know, in the club or like on the radio and in these stations, and you get told that your song isn't going to do well because of that. And so to have people remix it and to have a much like bigger reach than you ever could have dreamed, it's like, I really love it.
See, I'd be like, if I wrote the song, which you did, and you've recorded it the way it was intended and the way that you want, I'd be like, oi, leave it alone.
But my friend remixed it as well, so I think he did, like, he knew that it was, like, something that I would want. It was, like, still in the realms of, like, kind of, you know.
It was true to the song. That's what you're saying. Yeah.
I really love a remix. I think people get so creative, and when people send me them, I love them.
I think it depends on the remix, doesn't it?
That's agreed. Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear, because I'd like to hear what Lost Without You would sound like if it was Vossy Bop.
Okay.
Yeah, different styles, different style
like
remix.
This. Mm. I will do my best.
Okay.
I think I'm lost without you, without you. And I just feel crushed without you.
That works for me.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm quite liking that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm so excited by this, guys. We're opening up a whole new realm.
But this is what I mean. So then we can work out one that fits, and then for Castles, we can get the remix ahead of your friend and get all the money.
Yeah. Or we just need Stormzy to hear this, and that's your next collab right there.
Oh, I love Stormzy.
Why don't we try Lost Without You with Peace of Your Heart?
Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm going
to get up. I think I'm lost without you. Oh, it's true for so long. I never thought how much I need you.
Oh, that's not fair. I wish I could do that with my voice.
That's awesome.
Thank you, guys. I mean,
I love that.
Thank you, guys, for letting me
like,
have
I genuinely
that.
Really, really like that.
Yeah.
Can I make a request for the last one?
Go on.
Mm-hmm. I think you'll sound wicked over Garage.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready for it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we really are throwing you in here, but sorry.
Come on, guys.
Oh, wow. Standing at the platform.
Watching you go. It's like no other pain
inside.
I've ever known.
Inside.
To love someone so much, to have no control.
M to the R to the S D double EQ.
You said I want to see the world, then I said go.
Sorry, I don't know why I mentioned Misty. I like
it. That's good.
Oh, guys.
You, I mean,
you're
that,
such visionaries.
That is talent. Talent.
Next song's a garage one,
blush,
please.
Scott.
A garage banger next, please, Ridings.
I don't even have a garage.
No, it's all done in the front room.
Yeah, you're right. You know me. You know me.
Listen, it's amazing to see you again, and
you
we
too.
Love the song. And
thank
tune
you.
Of the week next week, and we will see you very soon.
See you very soon.
Scott Mills. Hold tight
when you're lying for me, darling. Good toes, naughty toes. Good toes, naughty toes. Good toes, naughty toes. Good toes, naughty toes.
Oh, lol. Derulo and Tiptoe on BBC Radio 1. Cigala and Ella Air coming up. A lot of love coming in for that Freya Ridings Garage remix. Standing at the platform.
Watching you go.
Yes, here we are.
It's like no other pain.
It's
all I've ever known.
Inside.
Inside.
Love someone so much to have no control.
M to the R to the S D double EQ.
You said I want to see the world, then I said go.
Sorry, I don't know why I mentioned Misty. I like
yes,
it.
Yes, that's good.
Oh, God.
You, I mean,
you're
that,
such a visionary.
A garage banger next, please, ratings.
I don't even have a garage.
Really good. We need to do more garage remixes of people's tracks.
Yeah.
I like it on this show when something happens, we're like, oh, is that going to work? And then it really works, and we've stumbled on something great again.
Yeah, I think live garage like that, let's do that more.
Yeah. I mean, that wouldn't be out of place on one of those radio stations you sometimes hear where they're giving out their mobile number for requests. Mm, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, live music from Sean Paul coming up from Big Weekend. I mean, it was literally everything.
Scott Mills.
Just hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. BBC, Big Weekend, thank you very much.
Love you.
Much love, respect you.
The best.
The best.
The best.
Class.
Yeah, that was the one.
Ending his set on a massive high.
Yep.
Yeah, that was Sean Paul. Pew. Pew, pew. We were buzzing after that, weren't we?
Scott Mills.
So I just had a tweet from Sean Paul.
Yeah, I'm dubious, to be honest.
And frankly, if it was all over now, I'd be happy. I'm
no.
fine with that.
Right.
Life
the,
made.
The tweet that has come from Sean Paul, I'm willing to bet, isn't written by Sean Paul. I think it's one of these HQ jobs.
But it's written in Sean Paul's speak.
Which makes it even weirder for me.
You, Scott Mills, who dish you playing? Sounds hot.
Yeah.
What do you think that's...
Who's really tweeting?
You think that's someone at the record company, do you? Not Sean Paul.
That's my suspicion.
Why do you have to wee on my bonfire
no,
so badly?
I'm not at all. What do you think? Do you think it's really Sean Paul? I'm saying, if it is you, Sean Paul, selfie.
Good idea.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Chris.
You all right?
Yeah, good, thanks. How about you?
Yeah, I'm good. How can we help you?
Well, I've been living in Wolverhampton for 20 years now, and it's sort of got a bit boring, because I was hoping for one of the world-famous Chris Stark guides to be done in Wolverhampton.
Okay, well, what's wrong with Wolverhampton?
It's just a bit dull and boring, and like there's more interesting places further afield.
Yeah, you see what's happened here is you've fallen out of love with it because you're used to it. It's just there on your doorstep, and you're taking it for granted.
Yeah, that could be said.
You think it's dull and boring. It's not really. It just needs...
Well,
do you know what it needs? It just needs explaining in a different way. We just need you to see it differently. Just need to slip
yeah.
into a bit of lingerie.
Yeah, we need to
you.
Slip... We need to make Wolverhampton sexy again.
Hmm.
I'm hoping that you can do that for us.
Okay, so you'd like a guide to Wolverhampton. How would next week be for you?
That'd be perfect.
Okay, we will make you fall back in love with it again.
Scott Mills.
My name's Rita Ora. Thanks for coming out tonight.
It's another one of these.
Buy my album.
Start the car.
Start the car, everyone. Look, love, I've got another gig in 2 hours. Good pop star alert, Rita Ora from Big Weekend. Look, Rita Ora is never in one place for more than a day at a time. You've probably seen her Instagram, it's exhausting. It's private jet life. So I'm okay with her thinking that she was in Middlesex. Yeah. Chris and Hemel Hempstead
no.
spotted that, and so did Paul, and Rachel. It's fine. Oh, love her. She thinks she's 242 miles away from where she actually is.
Scott Mills.
I'm back with your official chart tomorrow from 4 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.